This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty, returning to Rome from Ireland Sunday. Pope Francis told reporters he'll offer no comment on an 11-page document by a former senior Vatican official about a cover-up of sexual abuse in the church, other than to say the document speaks for itself. The statement written by Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano accused the Pope of knowing of the allegations for years. The former Vatican ambassador to the U.S. called on the Pope to resign. During a Mass in Dublin Sunday, the Pope asked for forgiveness for all those times, he said, in which the Church had not demonstrated compassion towards the survivors of all types of abuse. Francis met with several survivors of clerical abuse Saturday. The head of the Amnesty International Ireland joined thousands of protesters who marched in Dublin against the Vatican's role in abuses committed by the Church in Ireland. Cole Mulgorman said it was good the Pope acknowledged the crimes of the clergy.
What the Pope didn't acknowledge today, yet again, was the central responsibility of the Vatican for a policy and a process of directly, willfully, determinedly covering up those crimes and seeking to protect the institutions of the Church.
Meanwhile, hundreds gathered in the Irish town of Tuam, site of a former church-run home for unwed mothers, whose children were put up for forced adoption, reciting the names of hundreds who died there. In Zimbabwe, President Emmerson Mnangagwa was sworn in Sunday and urged the country to unite behind him following last month's disputed election.
Now is the time for us all to unite as a nation and grow our economy.
The Constitutional Court Friday confirmed Mr. Mnangagwa as president, dismissing a challenge by opposition leader Nelson Chamisa. The Zimbabwean leader vowed to revive the economy, settle outstanding debts, and called for an independent inquiry into post-election violence. This is VOA News.